And we are back after a 7-day unplugged world. We came back hard.
Okay, I have to ask, on a scale 1 to 10.
10.
What would you rate today?
Oh my goodness. We have so much to share with all of you. We ended up just kind of unplugging. Well, you didn't as much as I did. Every now and
but
then.
We still do. I think it's so important when we're like, let's just be off the phone. There's too much news, too much in your face. Let's just like do us and recharge.
Yeah. So we do that a couple times a year, and we took the week off and just kind of like relaxed, stayed off social media for the most part. And then I woke up today being like, I'm in reinvigorated. I got all this energy. I want to text with all of the you amazing people out there. And we're going to get into all this on the podcast, but we did the most embarrassing thing ever.
It was a major
mistake.
Yeah.
It was it was my fault. Major. And I'll somehow try to put it on Alyssa, but it's not going to work. But anywho, let's get into that. And we also got some cool things that we've been working on during this week off that that I think all of you will be really excited about. I'm talking really loud. I want to move this mic back a little bit. But anyway, welcome everyone to the Freddie and Alyssa Show. If you're new to the channel, please subscribe, like, comment, all that fun YouTube stuff. And if you haven't checked out our page, we've been putting up videos for a couple years. We got some vlogs. We've got tons of interviews. We've almost got 100 interviews. Most of them here are on YouTube.
Yes.
So have some fun. Take a look around. We're also bookable on Cameo. That's a really fun app. I've been doing a bunch of cameos. Even though we were unplugged, I'm always reaching out, doing videos. I love connecting with all of you. So if you want a shout-out video from me or Alyssa or both of us, you can go to cameo.com/fmsmith319, and you can go ahead and book us on that. But I want to hop into our just debacle of a day. Where do we start?
Well, let's give a little backstory. So earlier today, I was cleaning the kitchen a little bit, cleaning up the house, because we actually had a big cleaning day. You did your bathroom, I did mine, we just did everything in the house. And so I'm in the kitchen just kind of finishing things up, and you were unusually quiet. So I was, there, for some reason, I had a lot of questions for you, which usually it's the other way around. And so I'm like, hey babe, and I was asking you whatever it was, and I'm like, what are you doing? And you go, I'm working, babe, I'm working. Okay. And then I asked you another question. You're like, baby, just, you're like, I'm just trying to type something. Just give me a second. And usually it's always the opposite. I'm always doing like the administrative stuff. So I'm like, okay, whatever. Let me go get dressed for the day. I'll come back. And we were making soup for lunch. So you're done working at this point, and I bring my soup because you made yours, and we sit down, and I'm thinking, this is going to be a lovely lunch. We're just going to sit here. Maybe we'll throw something on once, you know, we're done chatting. And right as I take my first bite, I get a text from my mom. And the thing with my mom is she paints this incredible, incredible art. She does mandalas by Valerie. You can go check out all of her work, but it's very detailed and intricate detail. So it takes her months to create a piece. So she just recently made this new beautiful piece for one of my dear longtime friends. And so it was really special to her, and she was so excited to share it. And I saw that she had sent it to me, and she made a TikTok. I was so proud of her because she loves when there's music with these beautiful plates or mandalas. And she's like, can you help me put this on my Instagram story? So I'm sitting there and I'm trying to screenshot and like mark everything up and circle, do this, do that. And she somehow manages to figure out how to do it.
She's savvy.
She's savvy. She totally is. And, you know, she...
But
she is a first timer at this Instagram story thing. So she puts the TikTok video up on Instagram story, but she wanted to write like a sweet note about making this was so wonderful for my friend. And she starts writing all of this note, but accidentally puts it so that it covers the entire video. And she posted it because, you know, she had never done it before. And she's freaking out. She's like, how do I get this down? And she deletes it. I'm like, let me just do it. Don't worry about it. So I'm sitting there trying to figure it out. We're trying to figure out her password for Instagram, get logged in, get the right message up. And as we're doing it, I get this notification email. I pull up my email, and it's a message from this guy saying, hey, you guys have been using my number. I'm getting hundreds of messages. And I go, babe.
So, all right.
Babe.
So I made a little mistake today. Now let's pause on the drama before things turn.
Okay.
For those of you who don't know, we have a text messaging platform, and it's a way that we can actually text with you directly from our cell phone. Uh-huh. So 8 months ago, we found out that you can text with people, but we had kind of like a 1.0 version where I could only text with people through my desktop. So I couldn't send photos or GIFs or have emojis. And anytime I wanted to connect with all of you, I had to go on a desktop, which never felt like texting, but it was a good way to still stay connected with those of you who are like real big super supporters and like want to text and create that bond. And I was on this waiting list for this actual phone number, like a real phone number, a real app. Everything is like a text message. And we finally got accepted after 7 months. And there's just all these celebrities on there. And I never knew if we were like big enough to be accepted, but we were after 7 months. We get the phone number. It's a real phone number. We blast it out to everybody. And I'm so excited. And then today we were going to delete the 1.0 version. But I wanted to make sure that all the people who signed up for the service prior had the ability to have the new phone number.
Yeah.
So while you were talking to me, while I was working that you were saying, I was writing a message to blast out to almost 1,000 people directly to their phone, and I put the wrong phone number by one digit. So I sent it out, not thinking anything of it, and some people did mention, they're like, hey, you messed up the number, but the link you sent worked. So I go, okay, so if the phone number didn't work, the link will work. People would have figured, will probably figure that out. Not knowing that the phone number actually belonged
to an individual,
to an actual person. So the message he sends you is goes, I'm getting hundreds of text messages. What's going on?
And
I'm like, what?
And on top of it, I'm trying to tell my mom about what's happening when I'm still trying to figure out the story thing for her. And she goes, that I didn't realize that phone number wasn't for calling. I tried calling
it. She called him.
And she goes, and I heard a man, his voice answered. And so I hung up because it didn't sound like Freddie.
Oh, my God.
So this poor guy is getting phone calls, hundreds of text messages. And then he must have researched or asked someone like, hey, who are these people? Who are Freddie and Alyssa? And I got an email through my blog. So God bless him for doing his research.
Yeah.
And he was so nice. And we wrote him back and just so understanding, because if I would have been on the other end of that, I might have killed someone.
We apologized, and you never know with people how they're going to be. And he was so understanding.
He was
we offered to send him money to buy him dinner. And he was like, no, we don't need that.
Yeah.
He understood it. He was the coolest guy, and he was understanding. But yeah, we had it off by one digit, and now I have it memorized. So here's the actual real number. Here's the real number. If you haven't done so, text us. It really is us.
No pressure, babe.
No pressure. I'm going to get it right. Area code. And it's for the United States and Canada.
So plus one.
Well, I don't know if you need plus one. You don't need plus one.
If you're in Canada.
Unless you're in Canada, maybe.
Yeah.
But Canadians will know that. Okay. So here's just the regular phone number. It works like any other phone number. It is 424-228-9508.
One more time, baby.
424-228-9508. And the first message will be an auto reply that all of you will get to you, so you know you did it correctly.
Yes.
And then any other message from us. I was sending out voice notes today to people. I'm doing my best to answer as many questions as possible. And here's what I'm excited about the text service and then what we're going to do here on YouTube in like a couple weeks. Is we're creating ways for all of you super supporters, super fans, friends, family, who really are just like super invested in what we're doing and support everything that we're doing. We want to give an extra step to become more personal and build a relationship with you.
Yeah.
Because we're everywhere on all these platforms, and there's a lot of people who are fans of us, but they might just kind of stop by and throw a comment here or there, which we love. But there's a lot of you who are like, we love you. We're ride or die. We want to go on this journey with you. And we want to make sure that we have ways to kind of decipher that. So with this text platform, if you're comfortable enough shooting us your text, your phone number, then we know you're not just like, oh, yeah, it's like you're like a huge supporter. And we want to be able to build those relationships.
Our ride or dies, baby.
Our ride or dies. And then there's going to be like this cool thing that we're still figuring out. And I need to make sure I take my time, because when I don't take my time, a stranger gets 300 text messages. So...
My Lord.
But yeah, there's going to be a way for all of you to help with the podcast if you want. And really, we're going to do something super cool throughout the summer. And so
a lot in the making.
Well, even though we were unplugged for the week, we were like working.
Yes.
And it was kind of like, how did you feel like? I have this weird experience where I gotta be honest, I feel really relaxed and clear-minded, mm-hmm. but I also have a level of like guilt.
Me too, because I feel with social media on our end, we love sharing our life. You know, we're always very much on there sharing daily. And so when you don't, you just kind of feel a little guilty, like, oh, I didn't post today. Why is that? What is that?
I don't know. I'm trying to put it into like terms of because I think it's because of how we use the platform. Mm-hmm. Something like Instagram or even with our podcast, people are getting used to the who watch Days of Our Lives. Yes. If all of a sudden they're at 1 o'clock mm-hmm. going, for 56 years I've sat on this couch, and then they're like, where is it at for a week?
Yep.
So we've built, it's not like we're random. I think people are relying on us to, oh, that's better. or not relying, that's the wrong word, expecting,
you know, they're comfortable and used to connecting with us through stories, through podcasts, through blog, whatever platform it is, used to it. You get used to it. And so you rely on it almost. And then when you don't see it, you're like, huh. But I know a lot of creators out there you have to, you know, you got to take time off just like anyone in any job. You have vacations you take, you know? So anytime we're off the grid for a few days, we're just recharging, as always. I know a lot of people do that in general. And even for us on the other end, like when we are unplugging and recharging, I really try not to use my phone at all. Mm-hmm. Not even to just be a voyeur, you know, and see what's going on. I'm like, let me just really get back in touch with myself, my life, which I think for everyone, that's really important to do.
Because you're also bombarded with things that you didn't ask for. The what I love about the meaning like hashtags or the search page or discover page, God knows what you're going to see on there.
Of course.
So if you're not in the mood to listen about the news today, or you're not in the mood to do something, it's going to come to you anyway. That's the risk you take when opening Twitter or one of these platforms, is that you don't know what you're going to see.
Yep.
And I love the app on our TV with YouTube, because that's what I just did. I have my people I subscribe to, and I turn on the TV and I go to YouTube app, not on my phone. And I look and go, oh, here's my six people I subscribe to. And I was able to watch them. So I was able to still hear things from that.
Sure.
But I always like to give people 100%. So even with the audience, when we're posting a story, you probably know this about me. I'm very much telling you kind of a story throughout the day. Like with today, I started with my haircut and then cleaning. And then, you know, I kind of like to share a little of my day rather than just like one picture where you're kind of like, cool. I take you on a journey. So that takes thought of like what I'm actually doing that day. And I want to tell a story and I want to make it interesting for you. And then when people write me, I do my best to want to get back to all of them. You know, we set ourselves up where we obviously can never satisfy everyone every day, because you can't get back to that many messages. But I never, if I'm taking the time off, then I know there's nothing I'm posting, and then there's no messages that I'm ignoring. I'm able to know that, hey, I'm not posting, so people know that I'm stepping away.
Yeah.
And so it was a really cool experience, but I missed it. I came back hard today. My energy is through the roof. I feel like ready to go. I'm like,
just did a little typo, you know, no big deal.
Yeah.
A couple fires for mom to put out.
Yeah. So we did all that.
You know, we're really excited to be back, and we've got a really exciting week next week of some guests that we're going to be shooting for the pod. We're not going to say who just yet.
Can I just give a hint on one that I'm so pumped about?
One hint.
One person is a former CIA agent. Yeah, that's going to be cool.
The other, you're definitely going to recognize. I'll just say that. And the other
is a long-term friend of ours who...
And I'll give a hint. Netflix.
Okay.
Huge Netflix show.
Yes. So we got some creative things in the pipeline.
Things.
And then, since we're on all this announcing stuff...
Announcing?
Yet again, sitting around all week going...
We brainstorm, though. That's when we get our epiphanies. We're like, oh, there's my breakthrough. Anytime we unplug.
Yeah.
We get a lot of stuff going, but go back.
Well, no, because I was looking at Twitter and I was seeing a lot of the mentions on Twitter. We're talking about Will and Sunny and some of our scenes and like questions. And so there was a lot of stuff going on. And I was like, I should really do like a recap of maybe a couple episodes, and then we were talking, and I was like, I think I'm only going to be airing for the next 12 to 15 weeks, like whatever ends up happening because of the Olympics. We tried to figure it out.
Yeah.
I don't know when my last day is, but let's just say 12 to 15 weeks. I was like, well, what a better thing to do than every Friday we'll record it for the week, we'll watch through my scenes,
yeah,
and then Friday we'll sit down at 2:15 and we'll record,
yep,
and do a little recap of the week. This way I can share like one of the scenes that were cut. And for those of you who were asking too, you know, sometimes because of time, you don't really know. Like a lot of the writers and production, I don't know who exactly, but they have their template, they write, mm-hmm, and then people, I believe, read through it and they time it. So they go, oh, okay, this is going to be, like, I wonder, what do you think the airtime is? 42 minutes with commercials?
Sure.
So they do that. So then there's times that we shoot, but you don't know if someone's going to take a long beat, if someone's going to talk quicker, or kind of what it is. So sometimes they're 3 minutes long, 2 minutes short, 6 minutes short.
Yeah.
So every now and then they have to cut scenes or cut scenes down, and me and Will's scenes happen to be cut a couple times. But then it goes the other way, where some of my coolest scenes that I've had have been pink pages, meaning you get an email and they're like, hey, this episode is short by 6 minutes. Here's a page scene, you and Wally, or you and Chandler, or whoever. But there were, like, I think I've talked about it before. There was a scene with me and Billy that I actually submitted for the Emmys. And that was, so you could actually, like, there was a scene we did 4 months ago, and then we came in for another day to shoot, like, a whole other scene to lengthen the episode.
So usually when you get pink pages, have you already shot the whole episode? And then they're like, oh, wait a minute, it wasn't long enough.
Yeah, it's like an addition. It's just kind of like, you know, hey, you know, can you hand me the Arrowhead water? And you're like, sure, babe. I'm like, thanks. I was thirsty. And that's what we filmed for the day.
Right.
But then when they're done, they're just like, we need to add 6 minutes. So they'll go back and we'll say, hey, can I have the Arrowhead? And you go, oh, so you want Arrowhead and not Awkwafina, huh? And I'm like, well, here's the reason why. So we go back and reshoot one of the scenes, but just make the scene longer.
So then also,
or two, three scenes.
If you go back on a different day, because it's never like the same day, because they wouldn't know.
No, it's usually like 4 months later.
4 months later. So do you get paid for that day of work or no? Because it was...
We get paid with gratitude and warm hugs.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, so it's... So every now and then. So you get pinks and it's great because it's long and you get to really...
And you got your Emmy nominate or your Emmy... What is that?
Submission. Yeah. That should be coming soon, too. They should be announcing the...
That was a really good scene I remember watching, you and Billy.
I just liked it. It felt like a little theater in the sense long. That it was long, like in that sense. And we crushed. Walked around and it was nice. But anyway, so I watched one today where I was remembering my mom. And I do remember shooting that. Like, it was just like yesterday. Cool. And I loved when there's certain blocking because Chandler came and sat down on the coffee table and I was in the chair. And... It was just like a sweet moment. And I was like all choked up. And I don't even think like the tears were like written, but I was just kind of somber and it just kind of happened that day and it was beautiful. And I was like, oh, that's so cool. I love when you just are in a scene and you're not thinking about crying. Yeah. Like when my mom in the show died, you go to bed at night going, I got to cry the next day. Mm-hmm. And it kind of like is anxiety.
Of course.
But there's days that it's not written where if I'm looking at a photo, I can just be sad. You know, like I really miss her.
But you're just in the moment and it
But because there was no pressure, I was just sad and I was like starting to cry and it was like a really cool scene, but they put it up on the Duel app and it was like a minute, 40 some seconds. So, but yeah, I was thinking it'd be really cool because a lot of people have been talking about Wilson.
Yeah.
And then as, you know, my last day, whenever that aired, the last episode airs, I was like, what a better way than to connect with all the amazing Wilson fans and Sunny fans. I would do it of the week, but to be honest, I have no idea what the hell's going on with other characters, so I'm going to have to be selfish and do Sunny and Will.
Sure. What a lovely tribute, though, to wrap up a really great...
Yeah, talk about it and lead it all the way up until I can, you know, share my reaction of the last episode, you know, what that's like. So I think we'll do every Friday.
Okay.
Moving forward to starting on next Friday, whatever the date that is. What's today?
Who knows?
Is it October?
2021 yet?
Is it 2021 yet?
So then, you know, I know you've been done with Days for a while, but you were a part of that show for so long, so many years.
Yeah.
What does it feel like to go from being on the schedule, even though the schedule was different, flexible, you know, it wasn't your traditional type of schedule, but what's it like now just not going in, not seeing everyone, but also just not having that, I guess, accountability of being somewhere for your job.
Accountability, not having accountability is a blessing and a curse because, you know, like we've been on a crap schedule of going to bed at like 2 a.m, sleeping
in.
We're
also in quarantine.
I mean, we are, but when you have even a few days of work, it kind of keeps you, you know, you have that accountability.
Yeah.
Like you're like, I gotta be up tomorrow at 6.
Yeah.
Going to bed at 3 is probably not smart. So you have that accountability, and you have that sense of momentum and satisfaction, you know, because there's a difference between being, even though as an actor, you're not really an employee per se,
mm-hmm.
you're more self-employed, but you are an employee in the sense that you have a boss. And even your sister talked about that. There's something not easy. There's something easier about being told what to do because you can't procrastinate.
Absolutely.
Like we didn't we didn't have to do this podcast today. We didn't have to do it at 5 or 6 or 7. We're choosing to have the self accountability to do it. If you don't show up 3 days in a row for work, you get fired. So there's something cool about the accountability of like being told what to do. Like you're saying these lines, you're walking here, you're showing up at 6 and we'll let you go at 10, or this is what you're doing. It's kind of cool. And and though people are like, man, it'd be nice to work for yourself, it's like, yeah, but you have to train your brain. And luckily, because days wasn't a rigid schedule of 9 to 5 with only 2 weeks off a year,
mm-hmm.
we had those weeks off. So I was able to understand how to build those skill sets of being self-motivated. And since mm-hmm. you've been working from home for 6, 7 years, I've been able to kind of follow your lead,
sure.
but I've gotten used to that. But, you know, I've been off since Thanksgiving, really.
That's
like
true.
We took
That's
that true. Huge 9-10 week break. I went back for 2 weeks and then I was off another 3 or 4 weeks and then the quarantine hit. So I think mm-hmm. wrapping up this chapter, which it's never really closed in Salem. So I want to let everyone know too. It's like, yes, it's over, but it's like the door's always open. So, you know, who knows what will happen in the future. But for this,
for right now,
I wrapped up a 9-year thing, you know, that's like, I can assume like college or even like school or high school
more
or like,
so, yeah.
or if someone's like done with the relationship or they're like moving mm-hmm. on, whether, you know, whatever it is, you're going to feel this weirdness.
Of course.
But I not only feel weird, we then get hit with,
that's crazy.
With quarantine.
Quarantine.
So it's been a weird adjustment and I'm just super grateful that we have built other things outside of that
mm-hmm.
so that I can still have that sense of fulfillment as we build our different, our brand, as we build our different, you know, segments
yeah.
and our podcast, and being able to have a vision of the future that we are in control of
mm-hmm.
and we make those decisions. Because if you are an employee, that's yet again, you're told what to do and you have that accountability and that structure, but you're also vulnerable to that.
Sure.
So it's just a big learning experience. That was a really good question. I'm glad you asked. And that was a long-winded answer.
I like that long-winded answer.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's crazy because we were talking about this not too long ago. Just being an entrepreneur is a true roller coaster. And we were kind of reminiscing about just so many different work projects and different ideas that we've, you know,
Pursued.
it's absolutely crazy. It leaves me literally speechless because there are just so many things we've experienced, ups, downs, failing forward, you know, as I used
to
always say,
to, yeah.
learning so much, but it's difficult. And to continue to keep going and going and going and keeping that positive motivation, I can understand too why sometimes with being an employee, you're just like, hey, show up, do my job, get paid, don't have to bring it home.
You can't sulk in a bad day.
Yes.
You know, as an entrepreneur, because unless you have like a meeting, you can have a bad day and sulk under the covers.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're having a bad day at work and you're like, I don't like this, or I'm, you know, I need this or that, or whatever your circumstance may be, yet again, you can moan and cry all you want. You got to go to work tomorrow at 6
mm-hmm.
or you lose it or you get in trouble.
Yep.
So it's just interesting because an entrepreneur, if you have a bad day, you can only have yourself to pick yourself up unless you have like mentors or other people that are working with you.
Yeah.
And you and I have that.
Yep.
We always choose the positive side. We're getting better at it. But I don't know if that's talked enough about entrepreneurship. And as all the numbers too, with everything going on, it's going to expedite how many people are going to start working for themselves. Yeah. And like Twitter, a lot of people are going to be able to work from home even though they are an employee, mm-hmm. which is going to be a different skill set. It mm-hmm. all sounds good, but there's something about the luxury. Hey, I'll take it. Learn, because instead of commuting and finding parking and like all that, you could work from home, do some laundry, eat, keep, you know, yeah. be with your kids or whatever it may be. Yeah. But you're going to have to develop a different skill even as an employee at home, because you don't have the corporate structure.
You have to be a self-starter at home.
Yes.
Period.
And that's what I think as humans we're going to evolve to.
Yeah.
Entrepreneurship's going to continue to get, you know, bigger. Interesting though that Andrew Yang the other day said entrepreneurship is actually dying.
Well, probably at this current moment.
Well, yeah, it's
you gotta have money to do a lot of startups, whatever it might be.
He went through all those pillars, but doesn't it seem? I mean, obviously he's more right than I would be, but doesn't it seem there's more opportunity? But he's saying
digitally,
no. Digitally, yes.
There is way more opportunity, and that is going to happen, and we'll see a huge wave of it eventually. I mean, even with podcasting and the podcasting space, there are so many new podcasts because that's where attention's at, and that's where it's going to continue to go. Even when life kind of does get back to normal, people are back to commuting, back to working out, running, listening to their podcasts, it's going to be there forever. So time will tell, but...
I think the first movers is kind of over with certain digital platforms where you have mm-hmm. to be not the best, but you got to be really good at it.
Yeah.
So that's what's happening now too, where even with Instagram... Like we should go spend an hour banging our head against the wall that we didn't go all in 14-15 because the organic reach was so much bigger. And that is another reason why we love this text service, because back on Instagram, we've seen your numbers or my numbers.
Yeah.
At Instagram back in like 2015, if you had 2,000 followers, like 1,500 of those followers would see a post that you mm-hmm. posted. So it would reach about 75 to 80% of your people. So you, even when you had like 10,000 followers, you were getting like 1,200 likes.
I know, it's crazy.
And the reason that the likes are going down is because Instagram is showing your post to less people. So for me, my average post, I got 55,000 followers, yeah. 54, 53, whatever. When I post a photo, if it's not really doing well, Instagram will only show it to like 7 or 8,000 of my followers.
And you're like, wait a minute.
If it does well, it'll show it up to 20,000. Mm-hmm. There's still 33,000 people who choose to follow me yep. that will not see my post.
Yep.
And the reason they're doing that is because there's more ads in the feed now. And I get it. They want you to pay to play.
Pay to play.
I
yep,
get it.
I was just going to say.
But here's what's great about the text service. 98% of the people who are in the text service will get the message. So if yep. you want to know what's going on with Freddie and Alyssa or one of your favorite celebrities who has this, you don't have to you don't have to rely on the algorithm of these platforms.
Yeah.
You instantly know, hey, I like them. I'm actually going to see the photo, get the message. So we're just adjusting and learning how to do all of that.
Well, also too, with all these different platforms, you never know if tomorrow they're not going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to make sure that we have our community together and we can continue.
So we don't lose you.
Can you imagine not being able to connect with anyone? And we're like, how? If all the platforms are gone tomorrow, I mean, what do you do?
Can't get it. Yeah.
How do you find out about the latest podcast?
How do you find out? Text.
Text us.
But yeah, I think it's interesting. I'm curious what your thoughts are on the whole entrepreneurship thing. Because I think a couple things are true is that one, I think entrepreneurship, like even how Gary Vee has said, has been put on a pedestal where it's like the coolest thing to do. And he's really good at saying it's really hard, it's lonely. There's a lot of like cons to it as well. But a lot of people aren't talking about the cons of it.
Yeah.
You know, like it would be so weird if we didn't have each other. Like if you were just alone
yeah.
or if you just weren't interested in any of this or vice versa.
Yeah.
Because our entire day we spend – like we'll spend 14 hours working, but at the end of the day, you have almost nothing to show for it most of the time because you were just laying behind the scenes administrative stuff,
yeah.
research, emails, mm-hmm. emails.
Who does
emails.
All the emails, babe?
Well, you have to because I'll like mistype a number and ruin some guy's night in San Diego. So, but what Andrew was saying was really interesting too, though, is that, you know, back in the 90s, if somebody in Indiana wanted to be an entrepreneur, you could open a hardware store, a toy store, you know, like when I asked Jabila, there was like a paint store. There was my grandpa owned a craft in like a Joanne Fabrics type of thing. But all those don't exist anymore. No one's going to open up a hardware store or anything that you would get from Amazon. So a lot of that has gone away. And then also because of the student debt load, if somebody has $100,000+ in student loan debt at 25 years old and wants to start a business, you're already underwater and you're like, how am I supposed to pay all this and live? So that like everything shifted.
Yeah.
So though digital entrepreneurship is becoming more available, entrepreneurship as a whole has actually declined.
It's going to be very interesting to see where it all goes and how everything, how the dust settles, if you will. I mean, it's going to be a ways, but...
But that's why we even had when we wrote our book, The Pivot Principle, 2 years ago, was the main core value of that we've learned is you have to learn to be comfortable pivoting to the next thing. Not meaning that you half-ass anything or anything, but just, you know...
Don't be afraid to try new things.
The best advice we can give is don't be an entrepreneur. We're not saying to do that. We're saying whatever you think, pay attention to what's going on, research a lot of stuff, and educate yourself so that when times start changing, that you can kind of go, oh, I kind of saw this coming a little bit. I'm a little more prepared rather than just not paying attention and then really getting pummeled by something bad happening. So that's why even for us... All these years, we're like, we got to have something else.
Well, because fear, too, is a really big reason that a lot of people stay just in that one lane for their whole life, because you're scared to try new things. But when you get over that hurdle and you're not afraid and something major happens, like what's going on right now, you're not afraid to pivot. You're like, well, what can I do to make money, make ends meet, make a career, reinvent myself?
Yeah.
You know, so.
Oh, my God. And those stories haven't really started coming out yet of people, though, who have had a great job for 23 years. Mm-hmm. They went to college, they have this job, and now it's gone because of all of this. And this is the first time in their 40s that they have to like pivot to something new. And I think because we chose acting, we knew it was not stable. Like I'm sure if you go into finance or education or health, I'm assuming you kind of feel, hey, if I get a good job and I'm a good person at work, I'm good. And so you don't have, but with acting, I'm always like, how long is 90210 gonna last? How long is days going to last?
On the edge.
Yeah, you don't know how long it's going to last. So you're kind of like.
What a way to live.
Oh, yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Well, what's really cool, too, if you need a little inspo, we have the audiobook of The Pivot Principle on YouTube. So if you're on YouTube right now, just feeling like you're curious, we share a lot of personal stories, too, of what we've gone through.
It's really great. I'm really happy we have the audio version.
Me, too. And you can listen for free. So.
Yeah.
It's out there.
It's right here. It's on the page.
The Pivot Principle.
And we actually, it's our voices. It's
so
our voices.
If you haven't gotten enough.
And we actually did it really good. We had to learn how to do that, though, because at first you kind of have to have, you know, like what's the vibe? Like in 2014, when I was in high school, like there's a different tone.
You a different way. And I got so many comments from people saying, you need to be on one of those meditation apps because you have to talk in a very specific way.
Yeah, you have a soothing voice.
What about you, baby?
I need my own meditation. I need to learn to meditate.
Oh my goodness, but we're gonna work on that soon. You're finally, I feel like, ready to try a little meditation.
I'm ready for everything.
Everything.
I am so just like ready, because I allowed everything that happened from leaving days to being like, okay, what now, to then 3 weeks later, the quarantine.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next 2 months was kind of like, you know, we were kind of just like moving things around going, what are we going to do? And I feel like now that we've really sat down, and we also dotted a lot of I's and crossed a lot of T's. Like it was bugging me that I had to finish up my taxes and get that prepared. I had to make so many different phone calls. There were so many things up in the air that not only do we not know when this is all going to end, but there were so many loose ends for me that I finally took care of. And we were able to sit down with our notebook, my favorite thing.
Anytime I see that notebook and pen out, I'm like, uh-oh.
I'm like, babe, get the calculator.
It always brings me back to high school. I just used to sit, and I just remember just adding all these numbers in class. And I used to hate it so much.
The only thing I ever write are numbers.
That's it.
I do not like typing them in my phone. I will not. The only thing I ever have in notebooks, the only thing, are numbers.
You're like a mad scientist.
Yeah.
If you go through any of your old past notebooks, numbers, upside down numbers. Because you also flip the notebooks too.
Well, and I also jot. So when I'm talking to you, I'll like sign my name, I'll scribble, I'll make boxes around the numbers this. Yeah. And then I'll sit down too, because we had this plan, like even this year, I was like, well, if the show gets picked up and this is going to happen, then we're going to do this with, like, here's the income. This is what we're going to do here. What do you think about this? And I had this whole thing mapped out. And you're like, all right, close that book. All right, let's open a new book here. All right, so here's what we have now.
Things changed.
Here's this. And so, yeah, I don't know. I just feel this is probably the best that I felt in the 2 months since the quarantine, because I just didn't know what to do, how to feel about everything. And even though things are still crazy, I'm, like, ready to go.
And I think, too, we really realize that we can't control what's happening in the world, but we can control how we react to it and what's in front of us. What are our goals? And I feel like the first month of quarantine, I was just a little stressed out. You were, too. I was like, what is life? You know, how do you get motivated during a time like that? And as time went on, we accepted what was happening. It kind of became the new normal. And now we're like, okay, great. Well, like, let's go. Let's set ourselves up for our future selves to be grateful.
Yes.
Because now we're just like in it.
Yeah, because we look back over the last 2 months, and I'm like bummed too, because like I haven't lost any weight the last 2 months. I've just been maintaining, and I was like, I need to lose, because I lost almost 20 pounds.
Working on it.
And then put that back on. So I was like, we're gonna go through summer, and typically doing like a rigorous like diet and like all this stuff for summer seems like a bummer. But we really aren't going to be doing much anyway. So I'm like, this is the time. And then our lease is up in September. So we have big decisions there. So I was like, I'm just like motivated to really get on track and then make the most of my day. Mm-hmm. Because I was driving myself nuts trying to look too far ahead, because there's so much unknown. So I was like, what can I actually successfully accomplish today?
Yeah.
Eat right, work out, write emails, brainstorm ideas, podcast, connect with the audience through text, through DMs, through comments, whatever.
Yep.
But, you know what I mean? Like really feel like at the end of the day when I sit down, I'm like, oh, what a day. I'm so excited now to binge 4 hours of Netflix.
Speaking of, we've got a new show I think we're going to try. What's it called? White Lines?
Yeah.
Is that it?
If it's we'll check it out for like – it looks pretty good.
Okay, sweet. I don't know what that was.
Well, I tried to be subtle. Then I realized that the pen was being picked up.
Then I realized you were the one talking, so that would probably be on you.
Oh, yeah. And I was trying to give you I should actually turn this so you know. I was like, we got about 10 minutes left.
Oh, well, I thought it was time to wrap up anyway.
Oh, no.
I'm hungry.
Well, all right. Well, we can wrap up sooner. We got to figure out a way to position this so we can turn it so you can see the time.
Because usually in actual studios, they'll have... you know, those red timers.
Well, that's fine. The only reason we have a time limit today is because I didn't delete the stuff on the memory card, so the camera die. And it's on me, the one that's...
It's okay, baby. To wrap things up, what shall we have for dinner this evening?
Oh, we got so much food that came today.
I know.
Side note, if you are in an area that allows... what is it? Instagram or...
It's Amazon Prime shopping. Download the app, Amazon Prime. In the beginning, when everything started happening, it was really difficult to get a window to get things delivered, but they've been getting a lot better. My advice would be, if you can do it, set up your cart and shop beforehand if there are no times available, and then look in the morning and there will be. But every time I've looked the past few times, it's always available.
Amazon is just one hell of a company.
Don't the groceries
everything
come
they
great?
Do. It's cheap. They already know the login because of delivery. It comes in wrapped in a bag. They have like a tin foil, like marathon runners, like that kind of bag for all of the cold stuff. It's sealed. I mean, they just do things like I am blown away how great this company is at everything they do.
What makes me feel safe about their type of shopping is that they have different warehouses all around, and they go to those warehouses, and the actual workers who work at the warehouse are the ones who are packaging everything. So when it comes and all of your, you know, bread's in one bag, your eggs are beautifully put together in a carton, and then they have, you know, your driver who goes to get it and they deliver it to you. So I feel like germ-wise, it's a lot safer, but I mean, It just, we love it, but I don't know if it's available everywhere. But I did find out about it from a friend in Florida. So look around, you never know.
Yeah, take a look. And then, well, she's hungry. I was going to talk for a little longer, but we have a lot of pods we're going to do this week. So we'll continue the
conversation. They never answer. What are we going to have for Dindin?
I don't know. Probably maybe tacos.
Ooh, tacos.
So we got some
Friday.
Ground meat.
That's what's up.
Yeah. All right, everyone. Well, thank you so much for going on this journey with us, not only today, but this journey of life.
And really quickly, if you guys are on YouTube, drop us a note below if you had any questions or advice or stories about the whole entrepreneurship. I'm really curious to hear about that as well. And if you have any questions for Freddie regarding his storyline next week, like maybe if you're watching Days and you're like, oh, I'd love to hear Freddie talk about this. Text us at that number.
We have it in the link below.
In the link below. And let us know what that question will be, because I'm going to grab some of them and make sure to ask.
Yeah, because you're going to actually. So we are going to do it this way rather than a one-off. Yeah. So this way we can have the conversation together. You can ask questions from the fans.
And we can,
you know, and this way we can give you some Easter eggs, too, of you know, if I remember things that went down. Yeah. But as soon as, like, I couldn't tell you what we shot, but when I watch it, it all rushes back where I go, oh, yeah. Like, I remember that day.
Mm-hmm.
So once I see it, so I think we'll record it for the week. We'll watch it all, and then we'll be fresh in our minds, and then we'll go right off and do it. So we should be able to get them up, like, Friday nights.
Yeah.
If we can edit it quickly. And we'll keep them short.
Yeah.
6-7 minutes, so that's quick turnaround. All right, everyone. We'll have a great week, and we'll talk to you soon.
Bye.